you must be very proud, and again, of that second half performance, but we're wondering why you're not taking all 3 points home with you.
Well, I think we could have took probably 9 points home from that performance, because it was enough chances to win three games. I think a little bit like Middlesbrough, you know, it took us 25 minutes to get going, and I was a little bit disappointed with the start, and you know, I wanted the players to come out and take that game forward into this one and start really positively, and we perhaps didn't. Disappointed with that. I thought the goal was a very, very poor goal from our behalf to concede. You know, we didn't quite see the danger with a throw in the final third. We don't get out to stop the cross. Cross comes in, and you know, I really think Thomas should do a lot better with that. But he hasn't done an awful lot wrong this season. And then after that, we livened up. And I have to say, you know, for the home goalkeeper to get the man of the match, I think tells you an awful lot about the game. For Thomas to not have to make... I can't remember him having to make a real tough save. Pickford's made three or four wonderful saves. We've had four 1v1s where our finishing lets us down. We've hit the bar, we've hit the post. I think we've done everything we can to win the game second half, and I have to say I can actually be really, really proud of the players. I'm really disappointed that our previous two games now have not picked up. You know, we could have easily picked up 6 points or at the very least four. But that's the way it goes in the Championship, and sometimes your performances, you take a lot of heart from them, even if the points don't come along with it. But if we play like we did tonight, then we'll win an awful lot more games before the end of the season.
With Damari Gray, you look at the quality of so much of what he's done tonight, and his finishing, it just betrays that lack of confidence he's got in front of goal at the moment.
Well, I think it's symptomatic of any player that's so desperate to do well, and I think the Dimi's probably at the minute a product of his own or a little bit of a downfall of his own ability, because he actually gets into so many brilliant positions, and because it won't quite go for him at the moment. I mean, if you look back to pre-season when he came in from the start of the season, we played against Leicester and he scored that magnificent finish. And it's almost as though that's in his mind all the time. He needs to score those type of goals for people to really stand up and take notice of him. But he's such a talent. I thought he was really, really excellent tonight. I thought he was a constant menace to a Preston side that we have to remember have hardly conceded any goals over the last 10 games. And like I said, we've absolutely ripped him apart at times with some of our play. Like you say, I think he's one that if one goal goes in, I'm sure that three or four will go in very quickly. But at the moment, he's just perhaps snatching a little bit of those chances, because it's almost like you can see him in his mind thinking, I've got to score this, you know, and that's perhaps when your composure lets you down.
And one of the two very best saves of the match was to deny him. The other one denied John Terrell, who equally in that second half could have had a couple of goals himself. Very good performance.
Yeah, well, it's ironic because Jordan Pickford was a player that we had at Burton on loan. I've just said to him, what are you doing to me? You're killing me. I tried to help you, and that's the way you repay me. I thought John at half-time, it was a difficult call really to take shins off at half-time. But I just didn't quite feel he got going. It might be the fact that he started for the first game in a while at Middlesbrough and you know, two sort of decent journeys maybe just took a little bit out of him. And we needed a bit of a spark. I thought John did that. He looked very, very good. And I just felt as though every time we got the ball into Vorney or John, I thought Vorney was excellent tonight, we looked incredibly dangerous. We looked like we were going to create something. And again, we've defended really, really well. So very proud of the performance. Again, tinged with disappointment that we've not picked up the 3 points. But again, listen, onwards and upwards. And it takes us into the home game, which we know, you know, if we can play like that at home, then I've got no doubt we'll get this win that we all want. But we just got to try and relax a little bit and not make too much of these games.
Just finally, I mean, again, you've only got 72 hours and you've got to ask this same group of players more or less to go again. It's not easy, this Championship lark, is it?
No, it's not. But, you know, we know what it's all about. And you take that, like I said before, you take that decision at the start of the season, how you want to go. You know, I could have very easily brought in 7 or 8 players of sort of, I think, probably average quality to make the squad bigger. So that when we get these types of periods, we're much better equipped in terms of numbers. But I've chose to go for more quality, and I feel that's the reason that we're putting these types of performances in. The byproduct of that, of course, occasionally, is that you're left a little bit short. But you look again tonight, you've got a very good player like Greg Halford coming off the bench. You've got Brock, you've got Dave Davis, you've got Caddy on the bench. You know, we've got lots of good players on the bench that I'm sure if we need are ready to come and desperate to play on Friday.